ABC Radio.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and foe, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
Come on, man.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
April 12th, 2021, Patriotically Correct is on, broadcasting live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios. iHeartRadio, around the world, Mojo 50 Radio, as well as RedVoiceMedia.com. By the way, that is where the truth lives. And in the social world, we are on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, we are in Parler, I'm in Telegram, I'm on Gab. And in our video platforms on YouTube and Rumble, there's absolutely no excuse for missing 1 minute of this eclectic program as we go around the lies and redirection. We see through the intentionally spread mis- and disinformation, cut through the deception and false narratives of the mainstream, state-controlled communist media, and bring you the truth every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern. An officer-involved shooting left one dead near Minneapolis last evening, and now this state is erupting in violence and looting, burning and carnage after the police shot the 20-year-old, fast-living, gang-banging, gun-toting, cash-flashing criminal called Dante Wright. We'll have Patrick Howley here to dissect the truth about what we know so far. It's the beginning of the new year work week, so we'll be joined by Miss Monica Matthews for Mondays with Monica. A new daily segment on the show will feature political host and author Deanna Lorraine as well. It's called Shots Fired, and Deanna Lorraine will bring a no-nonsense perspective to a top story that the media chooses to ignore on each day. Breaking out of Arizona, Zuckerberg's election behavior will now be criminalized, and we'll be joined by State Representative Jake Hoffman to tell us what that means. But first, we go live to the Cortez Wealth Management headquarters to discuss the market, the rates, the retirement outlook from a God-fearing, independent fiduciary with an America First approach to your future. Carlos, welcome to Patriotically Correct. Thanks a lot for being here.
Hey, Stu. Thanks for having me again.
It's a mouthful. Every day. We've got so much to cover. So many things going on. Incidentally, by the way, I wanted to ask you if you were able to see the special where I exposed, along with attorney Kenneth Ferguson, the unbelievable amount of widespread and deep corruption in the judiciary in the state of Florida, your state.
Yeah, I have not had a chance. I just got back from my anniversary trip.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I wanted to have my own attention based on that. But yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I totally get it, man. And I'm telling you, it is earth shattering. It is. It's up at redvoicemedia.com right now. And perfect. I'm telling you, this thing has received so much feedback. I mean, people are just absolutely appalled by what's going on in the state of Florida with the judiciary. I mean, they are stopping, they're thwarting, they're filibustering justice and due process. They're all colluding. All these judges, all the way up to the state Supreme Court, are colluding with one another to stop a case from being heard. I'm talking with billions of dollars of implications. We're talking bankruptcy level events for airlines, for hotel chains, for rental car wow. companies, for credit card companies. This makes those big tobacco cases look like nothing. I don't know if you're a boomer or if you're, you know, somebody that remembers those big tobacco cases where Marlboro and yep. Camel and all those people were sued. I mean, they had to actually develop new judiciary branches, in essence, to hear sure. these cases because it was so big. This thing dwarfs that. And it has not been able to get its day in court, much similar to the 2020 elections. And so when we're talking about why is this important, well, look at what we have going on. If we have the courts, Carlos, we're fine. But if we don't have the courts, we have nothing. And it would right. appear that we don't have the Congress. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the White House. We don't have the courts. And it would appear that we don't have our military. Things are looking really bad unless you have a God-fearing America First independent fiduciary to help you plan for your financial future. Now, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, the home of the America First retirement plan. Tell us what that yes. means.
Well, I mean, that's just my position in all this. There's a lot of frantic, a lot of uncertainty based in the marketplace. And quite frankly, Stu, we're just tired of seeing the markets go up, up and up when we know that, you know, the numbers are fake. We know that this inflation is being pumped. I saw a mutual friend of ours, Stu, post some numbers about the true cost of petroleum, the true cost of of medications and in drugs, and it's over 50% on each category. But they muffle that. They don't really, the media doesn't really point out the true cost of inflation.
It's just like everything else in the media. They're never going to tell you what the truth is behind any story. They'll either ignore a story that doesn't fit their narrative, or they'll spin it in order to make it fit their narrative, all the while making themselves sound incredibly goofy and stupid. Yeah. But it seems like that they don't even care, Carlos, because I think they forget that there's, cameras and audio recording devices in the room with them. They forget that there are actual journalists. I guess I use that term lightly nowadays, but there are people like myself, like Alex Jones, like Tucker Carlson, a few of us that still remain willing to tell the truth and then bring it in front of the American public. But the market, you're exactly right. It's another false flag, just like the shootings that we see that are just so conveniently timed right as these hearings are being had and in secret. Almost about confiscating and taking away the guns of legally owning Americans, I guess you would say.
Right. And another thing that Congress does that a lot of Americans don't understand, when it comes to Social Security, you know how you get a COLA adjustment every single year. Social Security gives you a pay raise. It's called cost of living adjustment. Well, what they base that on is the CPI index. And so this is why I tell clients, pay attention to the 10-year Treasury note and the CPI index. The CPI index is a consumer staples. What they do, Stu, is they take out the number two rated inflated sectors in the CPI index, such as petroleum and food. But when you go to the grocery store and you're on a fixed income and you see milk go from $5 to $7 a gallon, there you go. That's what you see every American when they pass a gas station. They're watching the gases like if it's a stock ticker, because it truly is. And so when Congress gets together, they take petroleum and they take food out of the cost of the price index.
And this is the kind of thing that your financial advisor, your pro-Biden advisor, your establishment advisor that works for that franchise won't tell you. And here's why. It may not even be any fault of their own. It may not be because they even know about this stuff. They may have no idea, because these aren't the products that are being sold to them by the franchise or by the big corporate conglomerates that they work for. They're trained in certain products that they have, right? And so they have, selection of A, B, and C. Well, it doesn't matter if you are D through Z. They have to jam you into the A, B, or C box, one or the other, because these are the products that they offer. So when you call these people, at some of these big banks, some of these well-known household big conglomerate names of these financial advisor firms, they're going to jam you into this box. Instead, where you have the opportunity to look at somebody's independent situation and then build a box around them, right? It's kind of like custom building a home, and you're able to do that while keeping all of the products right here in the United States, investing all their money right here in the United States, investing in America-owned businesses, Patriot-owned businesses, America First-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, and really tailor a retirement plan to fit basically everybody, which is why it's called the America First Retirement Plan.
Yeah, that's the main component about America First Retirement Plan is we're going to keep America first, but most importantly, we're going to keep our clients safe. We're going to protect their principal. We're going to give them a reasonable rate of return. And number three, we want to give them transparency.
Well, I wanted to get into some news about the financial market, but we basically made this an infomercial, and I'm okay with that. And the reason I'm okay with that is because I think it's really important that people take it seriously. I mean, before you know it, you're at the end of your life. Before you know it, it's, and maybe not even the end of your life. I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer here, but before you know it, you're at the end of your work life. And you've planned to try to go kick your feet up. You want to go buy that condo in Florida or Arizona or maybe in Jackson Hole or Lake Tahoe, right? And you want to be able to go kick your feet up, but you can't do it because you don't have the money to do it, because all the while that you thought you were planning, bang, it's upon you and you hadn't planned sufficiently. So with that being said, Patriots, with that being said, Truth Seekers Squad, if you're here, you trust me. Instead of waiting, instead of jotting down the phone number for Cortez Wealth Management right now and then calling later, I'm okay with you pausing the program and calling Carlos now. And just, listen, there's no obligation to do business with this guy, but I'm just telling you that I trust him. And I think it's really important that we start talking in real terms like this, where, yeah, this sounds like a commercial. It is. It's an endorsement. It's a paid endorsement because you're the title sponsor of this program. But also, you wouldn't be here if I didn't want you here. And there was a story that went out on National File. It went out on Red Voice Media about how I walked away from major contracts. And I'm not going to name who because it's not important. But I did. I walked away from major contracts because we would not be able to have conversations like this that I believe are fundamentally important to the listeners that I care about, my brothers and sisters, my fellow Americans, that I truly care about you. So call him. Cortez Wealth Management, 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com, home of your America First Retirement Plan, and so much more. So much more. I got to tell you about another America First company, a veteran-owned company that I truly believe in over at Verve. And coming up on standby right now is Patrick Howley. We're going to break down this officer-involved shooting from here in Minneapolis. All kinds of things going on, including the looting and the rioting and the burning. It's all starting. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Back in 30 seconds. And I do. I really mean that. I hope you give the guy a call. Honestly, I mean, Cortez Wealth Management, I trust him. I really do. So I hope you give him a call. Another person that I trust is Tim Klun. We call him TK. He's a veteran of the United States Air Force, and he owns a business as well. And I'm proud to have Verve Forever here on our program. Not only because it's veteran-owned, patriot-owned, America First-owned, conservative-owned, but because they offer the highest quality products at the most affordable prices. And the products that I'm talking about specifically are CBD products. Now, CBD can help you with so many different things. I had no idea the positive impact that CBD would have on my life. I was under a complete misconception. I had no idea what it was. You know, the oils and the creams and the patches and this and that. I mean, I thought people were just running around getting high off of this stuff. That's not the case. There is zero THC CBD as well. This is a holistic and natural way of taking care of your body, taking care of your mental health as well. If you have anxiety or stress, maybe PTSD or ADHD, maybe you're suffering with allergies or migraine headaches, this stuff can help you. For me, I really enjoy using it for my shoulder. I have significant shoulder issues with arthritis in my shoulder from the abuse that my body went through playing sports, you know, participating in athletics as a youngster. And I'm telling you, I no longer require the surgery that I thought I was going to have. This commercial going a little bit long as well, and we got Patrick Howley holding, so I'm going to wrap it up here. But folks, if you want to check out Verve Forever or CBD in general, just go to AmericaFirstOil.com. That is where Verve Forever products live. You can educate yourself on what CBD does, what the positive effects might be, and you can maybe even get rid of some of these prescription pills and these toxic substances that the doctors are pushing on you. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now for more information on Verve Forever CBD products. Tell them that Stu sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. So as we get set for the beginning of week three here in the trial of Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, the city is once again on fire. Unless you're living in a protected bubble away from reality, maybe in the Topanga Canyon neighborhood near Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn Cullors, you're aware of the police-involved shooting just outside of our city, where 20-year-old Dante Wright was killed, ending his short life of gun-carrying thuggery, drugs, gang-banging, fast-paced, money-worshipping, flashing cash, and victimizing innocents. The picture the media is going to show you is this one at a birthday party where his supposed child was able to feel the warm embrace of the father that I'm speculating was otherwise mostly absent in his life. We're certain once again to be lied to by the communist state-controlled major broadcast networks and cable channel commentators that'll talk about a child that was gunned down in cold blood by a racist white cop. The rhetoric, of course, will further the divide that the left desperately wants here in America to finish the toppling of a political system, force civil race wars, and distract away from their criminal activity as people like the subservient slave Don Lemon over at CNN answer to his master, afraid to leave the plantation and think for himself. Rich and entitled silver spoon lifestyle hypocrites like Cullors will see this as a blessing, of course, because it'll generate millions of dollars in donations to their organizations that they call nonprofit, which we also know to be a lie, as Black Lives Matter is the largest and fastest growing political group, for-profit corporation in the world, capitalizing on the lies spewed by racist liberals as they pretend to care about Black lives while raking in the dough so that they can buy $1.4 million mansions right next to their sworn enemy in neighborhoods consisting of 88.2% privileged white people, only 1.4% black, and in a place where redvoicemedia.com research reveals there were no reports of any rioting over the last year. And don't you dare point any of that out, because you'll be right next to me in Twitter jail facing a ban for exposing the truth about the self-proclaimed Marxist that hopes to rid of police in your neighborhood while she and her like-minded friends like Mark Zuckerberg spend millions on their own security details, which for all intents and purposes are small police departments made up of uniformed and armed white men. What the media won't show you are these pictures of Wright. living the lifestyle that he embraced. The lifestyle preached to him by today's idols like the dead rapper DMX, who celebrated the use of drugs, money chasing, sex with hoes, and gang-related gun violence. You also won't hear about Wright's eye-popping and mind-blowing criminal history that resembles a 40-year-old career criminal, which included tampering with motor vehicles, drugs, illegal possession of firearms, and arrest for aggravated armed robbery in the first degree, just to name a few. But that's none of my business. And the reason that I recognize this lifestyle for what it is, as criminal, immoral, and sure to end badly, isn't because I was raised in a home with a father that taught me valuable lessons, preached to me about the importance of honesty and integrity, and introduced me to God. No. It's because I'm white, and everything has been handed to me for my entire life simply because of the color of my skin. It doesn't matter that I've never seen money like the professional athletes claiming to be oppressed. I've never lived near Malibu in a gated community like those screaming about injustice and racism. And I don't hold 3 degrees. I'm not married to a doctor. And I didn't go to a private school my entire life like those who've been victimized since birth by systemic racism at the hands of my ancestors, like Ibram Kendi. This is why we should be understanding when our local corner stores burn to the ground. White people are targeted with violence. Stores are looted. Cops are assaulted. And police departments are shot up. We shouldn't wonder why Trump-supporting grandmas that took selfies at the Capitol on January 6th are being rounded up by federal agents. Journalists are being jailed by the FBI for taking pictures in D.C. because they deserve everything that's coming their way. We should be tolerant and embrace the fact that those responsible for billions of dollars in damage to our communities throughout the entire summer last year are free of criminal charges and spent no time in jail because Kamala Harris and her cronies encouraged the continued riots and directed funds to bail efforts for those responsible, while condemning you and me for going to work and trying to feed our families by making an honest living, paying taxes, having faith in God and a love for our country. Asking questions about any of this would be racist, and you shouldn't dare raise an eyebrow to any of it, or you'll pay. Joining us now with more specifics about the fallout from the shooting yesterday here in Minnesota is National File senior reporter Patrick Howley. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good to be with you, Stu. The scene in Minnesota is one of anarcho-tyranny following the shooting in Brooklyn Center of a young man by the name of Dante Wright. Police reportedly stopped him for a traffic violation. He had an outstanding warrant. He got into his car and tried to flee in a vehicle and was shot and killed. Apparently in a phone call with his mother, is quoted as hearing him say, she said, "I heard police officers say, Dante, don't run." Now, obviously, in the aftermath of this shooting, there were protesters who showed up outside of the Brooklyn Center Police Department, followed by riots and looting at a nearby shopping center. There are reports of break-ins at almost 20 businesses overnight. Here is John Harrington, the Minnesota Commissioner of Public Safety, announcing to the press what the National Guard and other law enforcement agencies will be doing in the area.
Thus, you will see a robust assortment of National Guard, state, and local police departments working together over the next 2 or 3 days as we, once again, prepare for the trial and also are prepared for any other and any further civil unrest that may come from the Brooklyn Center officer-involved shooting today.
He's the Commissioner of Public Safety here in Minnesota. A little confusing because I thought that only the governor could deploy the National Guard. We haven't heard anything from Governor Walz here other than the fact that he's praying for the deceased here, the suspect.
Right. The mainstream media is being very careful about using the passive voice, saying that the Minnesota National Guard was mobilized. There are about 500 National Guard troops that have been activated, but not naming Governor Walz as the guy who gave the order to send in the National Guard. Obviously, that would lead to political fallout for him in the black community. My understanding from knowing this situation, from studying it closely during the Trump administration, is that only a governor can send in the National Guard unless the president federalizes the National Guard troops under Title 10, in which case they would be operating under the control of the Secretary of Defense. I have no knowledge of Joe Biden doing that. However, The Brooklyn Center mayor, Mike Elliott, posted a photo of himself just moments ago talking on the phone with the White House. So the Biden White House is in communication with the mayor. The National Guard has been mobilized, and the protesters don't seem to be pacified. There seem to be a momentum going on here. And obviously, as soon as we get the verdict, either way, in the Derek Chauvin trial, I think that, you know, obviously you're going to see some more strife that law enforcement is going to have to respond to. There was some looting at Family Dollar. There was some looting at Foot Locker. Always Foot Locker. I don't know why Foot Locker is
got to
always
get rid of yesterday's Jordans and go ahead with the new ones, you know, reparations.
O'Reilly's Auto Store, a woman saying, "I need this," as she goes through and loots. And so the looting is a problem that the law enforcement authorities don't seem to be too concerned about in comparison to the massive riots that may occur if, you know, Derek Chauvin is exonerated. And, you know, we don't want to say that. In order to obviously, I mean, we can't influence the jury, but it's already been expressed very clearly by the protesters and by the agitators that there are pretty much riots ready to go. And I think that would happen regardless of what happens with the verdict.
I agree. 100%. Yeah. No matter what happens, not only will Minneapolis be set ablaze, but riots and violence will erupt across the country, particularly in these democratically controlled cities.
That's right. Now, apparently, at least one protester was supportive of the Capitol Police shooting and killing Ashley Babbitt, the pro-freedom protester at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They didn't do this at the Capitol when the white supremacists came in there and killed a police officer. And the only officer that stood his ground was a black man, Eugene Goodman. Shout out to Eugene Goodman.
He kind of fades off there. I think I heard somebody tell him to shut up in the background. He doesn't really know what
fades
he's talking
off
about,
a
apparently.
Little bit. Yeah. And of course, he is convinced that it was white supremacists because, of course, the media has told people all over this country that there's a scourge of white supremacy. There are literally people. There are literally normal middle class people who are convinced that the Ku Klux Klan is rampaging around this country right now. It's a very sad thing to see the PSYOP media work on the minds of so many people in this country. It is obviously creating a lot of civil strife, and that's what they want to do. It's anarcho-tyranny. As this country declines into crime and violence, and a lot of this is, by the way, broadly all over the country, is sparked by immigration. When you have a lot of migrants in Minnesota who were instrumental in starting the riots after George Floyd's death, you know, and obviously the Biden administration is committed to moving more migrants into the northern U.S.-Canada border states. So, you know, all over the country, you are seeing the crime get out of control, the violence get out of control, and yet the power of the state is emboldened as this chaos happens. That is the definition of anarcho-tyranny, and that's what this sicko globalist neoliberal regime, which I think defies categorization as either fascist or communist at this point, it's simply authoritarian, and it is making itself known, and it's putting a boot on a human face, as George Orwell might say.
Yeah, putting a knee to the neck of the humans all over the globe. Telling it like it is, which is something that you're used to, and you do it all the time. For more truth from Patrick Holley, you can visit him at nationalfile.com. Patrick, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Monica Matthews holding. Got Mondays with Monica coming up, as well as State Representative Jake Hoffman will be joining us. But want to remind you about our great friends at Cortez Wealth Management, independent fiduciaries, God-fearing Christians. That's right. They are home of the America First Retirement Plan, and they don't bow to or become manipulated by the establishment, by Wall Street, by the gangsters in our politics. All right, because they're able to build a program specifically for you by keeping your investments right here in the United States of America. So jot this number down, 813-448-3446. That's the phone number for Carlos Cortez. You can talk to him directly, 813-448-3446. It's very important that you visit him online. You can book an appointment from anywhere in the United States. Chat with him before you decide if you want to do business with him or not. But if you have a dollar to invest, or $1 million or $10 million to invest, don't be intimidated by the fact that, you know, he's a fiduciary. As a matter of fact, check that should make you feel more comfortable. CortezWM.com. Jot that down right now. Go visit him at CortezWM.com. Well, as I briefly mentioned at the top of today's show, I was put on a timeout, placed in detention, hauled off to Twitter jail for a period of 12 hours as my account was blocked and I was banned from posting. There was no reason immediately given for the ban, but the communist platform did direct me to their rules and regulations. Thank God, their community standards, specifically their policies regarding hate speech. After the 12-hour period, I was able to look at my wrongdoing and delete the hateful and racist speech that I had sent into the Twitter sphere for you to see. I apologize for that. I realized quickly how insensitive and bigoted I was, and I'd been given the opportunity to think about my words and the chance to repent. It turns out that it's racist and hateful to point out the truth and facts. The tweet that got me jailed was a story from redvoicemedia.com, where incidentally the truth lives, pointing out that Patrice Kahn Cullors, the co-founder of the for-profit corporation Black Lives Matter, had moved into a neighborhood near Malibu where her neighbors are now her sworn enemy. Yes, over 85% of her new community is occupied by white people like me and just over 1% black. Why is it hateful or racist to point out that also, according to redvoicemedia.com, there's been no riots in that neighborhood that have taken place over the last year? Maybe our good friend can help us out with some logic. She's the host of the extremely popular Life, Love, and Liberty, which can be found at art19.com. She joins us every Monday for a chance to reflect on yesterday while we look to tomorrow with some spiritual hope. God knows that we need it. Monica, I was banned for posting the truth. To all of this, you say what?
To this, I say hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy.
Yes.
Honestly, when I saw that, I thought, oh, gosh, here we go again. Because honestly, I would love to be able to celebrate someone's prosperity. The problem with this is I cannot celebrate someone who has gleaned their riches through these nefarious practices of really declaring socio-cultural political jihad. And that's what's happened through this whole systemic racism brouhaha, this conversation that we've had that we now see unfolding every time there's some form of a police altercation, police actually just doing their job. Now we see Minnesota burning again. This is a global effort, by the way. A lot of people don't realize that.
This isn't going to be just Minnesota burning, though. This is going to go, you know, throughout the entire country. It's going to spread like wildfire. Every liberal stronghold, every democratically controlled city in our union is going to explode, blow up. Every corner store that you know where you go buy your diapers, where you get your prescriptions filled, where you get milk and bread and eggs for your kids, you will no longer be able to go there. You'll have to go to the big box store that didn't burn conveniently, as those are the communists that support this narrative.
Right, exactly. So I'm calling on leaders of the church to actually, so a common conversation that we're having in leadership across the country right now with regard to Christian churches is that we are declaring that we are rising as opposed to fighting back, if you will. We're rising in the jurisdiction that God's given us in this country as liberty loving and minded, equality minded individuals created by the author of liberty, right?
All of that sounds very, very racist, all of that.
Right, exactly. Well, it depends on the color of your Jesus, if we're being honest. So with me, though, I'm like, all right, guys, it's time to show up in your jurisdictions, wherever you are. I want to see leaders, black and white and Latino and Asian. I want to see Christian leaders showing up in these cities that have these propensity to burn the cities down. If you're going to start taking back the territory, you need to physically show up. That's what I'm doing on a grassroots level.
Did you just say that you want black and white and Latino, all Asian, all colors to show up together?
That would suggest that you're looking
for some unity. I mean, I don't know about that. This is right. These are not the times that we live in.
No, I know. But it's time
expectations
that
are completely radical. I mean, you must be one of these far right Trump supporting bootlicking guys. Were you now? Hold on a minute. Are you an insurrectionist?
I am not an insurrectionist. I'm an occupier of the territory that God has given me.
All right.
Now, if that is an insurrection, then so be it. If I'm an insurrectionist, then I'm an insurrectionist in overturning the kingdom and the government of darkness in this country. And every American should be committed to that, specifically the church. Enough of us trying to get people into the kingdom and into eternity to get our banjos and our robes, condemning people for their lives of sin. It is important to turn and to repent. It is also important to go and rescue the captives and set them free. Clearly, people who are burning down their own communities are held captive to forces of darkness. So Proverbs 21:2, which I'm normally very bad at the addresses of scripture, reminds us that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And I submit to you, I do believe that our dear Patrice, the BLM founder extraordinaire, has chosen riches that coincide with her last name.
Do you think so? I mean, do you think Ibram Kendi might be doing the same thing? What about Al Sharpton? What about, Reverend Jeremiah Sharpton. Wright?
Well, we could start with my own state with Captain Warlock.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, listen, the kingdom of darkness has no shame. And so a lot of Americans are like, what the hell is going on? How did we get here? I'm like, we've been here. These underground movements have been working underground in order to surface. This is a Leviathan, a behemoth that normally lives underground. Those are spiritual terms, by the way. So if you're going to cut the heads off of your Leviathans and your behemoths, you've got to show up and speak truth to those lies in your communities and take them back. It is not enough to sit on Twitter and social media and bitch all day long.
Well, you're not going to be able to, because if you try to bring any truth or any of that to that platform, you'll be casted away.
You'll be canceled. So what? Listen, we sit around here and parade with our flags and our cute little bows and our kids and all of our cars. And we chant mantras and sing to Lee Greenwood, and as if we're just these great American patriots. And when it comes time to stand and put your reputation, put your life, put your family on the line, put your income on the line, the best we have to offer this country is to sit online and complain about it and shoot arrows out of our faces, daggers out of our faces, without showing up and actually putting some skin in the game. Forget it. I'm putting skin in the game. Your audience can put skin in the game, as many others who have come before us who have died and shed blood to do so. As a Christian, our King, our Lord, who lords over all of creation, put every bit of his skin and blood in the game. So you think I care about the American who complains about I'm being canceled? You know, these cancellation funerals we have on social media. Get over yourself and rise up right where you are in your communities and your jobs. This is not the time to be sitting around complaining about Patrice and what a hypocrite she is. Go out there and get those Black youth, round them up and love on them, put them in the right direction, adjudicate law, adjudicate crime that's going on in these communities, and get over yourselves of being afraid of the cancel culture.
So you mean I can't just go get multiple degrees? I can't go marry a doctor? I can't become a professor at Boston College? I can't have grown up in a silver spoon lifestyle and just because of the color of my skin rake in millions of dollars while I claim oppression? You mean I would actually have to go get involved and talk with impoverished Black people inside of the ghettos that they're trapped in due to failing and intentional liberal policies to keep them under their thumb? I would have to go tell them you can be greater, you can get out of here, you can do better. All it takes is a little bit of self-motivation and perseverance.
Well, it takes, here's the deal about self-motivation. Okay, if we're going to have an honest conversation, Stu, you have to be honest that a lot of these kids do not plan to be alive past the age of 12. And that's just the reality. And that is something that most of us as white Americans are simply not going to understand. We're just not. And that's not white privilege. That is not my white guilt speaking. That is not white shame. That is none of that. That is reality. That is reality. Our statistics reflect that. You have six-year-old gang members, gangbangers at 6 years of age being trafficked through the criminal gang enterprise, which is a network of over 1 million criminal gang elements in this country.
Yep, they're toting guns, they're selling drugs, and they're bringing all of the money back to the kingpin in their neighborhood.
They are. So it's not enough. It's not enough for us to continue to mock people like Patrice. It is time for us to start praying like David. And you Christians know exactly what I just said. It is time to start calling down the fire of heaven on this country in the way of righteousness, in the way of our salvation, our peace, and our joy. We're going to set the captives free. People keep waiting for Jesus to come back. They keep waiting for him to descend in the Oval Office. And I'm saying, if you have hands and feet and eyes and ears and a mouth and you have a heart and you have the mind of Christ, you are without excuse for not getting out into your communities and loving on these people and providing opportunity and making sure that things like President Trump's opportunity zones, which I believe are good through 2026, those are areas where Black and white and Hispanic and Latina and leprechaun and little people, coalitions can come together and pour into their communities. And there are incentives to do so. It's sad that we have to be incentivized monetarily to do so. We should, with the mind of Christ, be willing to step forward and put up these barriers between the wolves like Patrice and Black Lives Matter and George Soros and Bill Gates and many others who are
and the Rothschilds. And that's where I got to leave it because we're running out of time again. I got to pay some bills here. Mondays with Monica, we love having you. It's some common sense approach, processing yesterday and looking towards tomorrow with some spiritual hope. It's very refreshing, and we always appreciate having you. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you. Thanks, too.
I'm really excited about some new products that are going to be advertised here on Patriotically Correct. I almost wish that I could do it right now, but the check is not in hand. But I can't wait until this America First Patriot comes on board as well. I'm going to be wearing the product. There you go. There's a little bit of a hint for you, but want to remind you about a product that can't be worn but can be used that's going to create a positive impact in your life, and that's Ver Forever. It's an America First owned company. It's a CBD company. It's a company that I do business with, and I use their products, the highest quality CBD, the most affordable prices. You hear me say it all the time. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and check out the products. I'm a user of the stuff. I'm a consumer of the stuff. I'm a customer of Ver Forever, and I think you should be too. If you're using CBD already, but you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company, then trash those people and come over to Ver Forever because, yes, they are owned by a veteran. AmericaFirstOil.com for your CBD products. AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, you all know that the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. That's the home where I live. It's not just a slogan or a moniker. I actually enjoy spending my time digging through the cesspool of corruption, filth, lies, and deception to bring you a piece of reality around every story the media ignores or spins. I enjoy it. That's why I'm so excited to bring you the newest segment on Patriotically Correct called Shots Fired. And I couldn't think of anyone better to bring you a truthful point of perspective from a position of honesty and journalistic integrity than Deanna Lorraine, political host and author who joins us now for our first segment together. A trending story at redvoicemedia.com headlines the reemergence of Donald Trump as he came out swinging, calling Minority Leader Mitch McConnell a, quote, dumb son of a bitch, condemning him for not doing enough to overturn the questionable election. Deanna, here's the loaded figurative firearm. Shoot away.
Well, I love the fact that President Trump blasts people and he's not holding back any punches. I love that he's blasting Mitch McConnell, as he should. He should be blasted. We should know who these traitors are in Congress and in office. We should know who these rhinos are and never touch them with a 20-foot pole, nor should we reelect them. While I love the fact that he's doing that, I must say it's a little too late, President Trump, because there's a lot of us that are pretty upset about what happened with the 2020 election and feeling like there is major injustice and it was never served. This election was stolen from us in front of our eyes, and justice was not served and it's not going to be served. So we also feel like, President Trump, where were you then? If you believe that Mitch McConnell is a dumb son of a gun, and if you believe that he's a traitor, if you believe that he's a rhino, why did you work so hard to reelect him? Because you were the one who voted for him. You were the one who authorized him. You wanted to nominate him. And then you hired his wife, right? So during this period of time, a lot of people might think, we want you, President Trump, to always have those balls that we elected you for. We want you to get up there and fight for what's right and not continue to acknowledge those people that are the rhinos, that are traitors, that are snakes. We knew that all along. Mitch McConnell stabbed you in the back, and he threw all of us and everybody that supported you under the bus, especially on January 6th and beyond that. You knew he was a snake. Why did you keep him around? Why did you continue to endorse him? Because he got reelected, possibly largely because of your endorsement of him. And when you said that you hired his wife and you never got a thank you, at what point do you learn the lesson that you can't hire snakes or pretend to be friends with snakes, because they will always stab you in the back no matter what. And I think that we've seen this lesson time and time again with President Trump keeping members of the swamp around with that expression, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer, and him wanting to sort of cozy up to them, thinking he could make deals with them. But you just can't make deals with the devil. And I think President Trump has a lot of loyalty, and that's it's a great asset, but it's also a weakness at times. And I think we've seen this more often than not, especially in the last couple months, with those people that he fought for, that he endorsed, continuing to stab him in the back at the end of the day when it really comes down to it. So, President Trump, I love that you're blasting Mitch McConnell. I love that you're calling him a traitor and calling him out, which he is. But I think a lot of us Trump supporters who fought for you feel like it's time for action and less words. It's time for real action, real results. What are you going to help do to save this republic and help make sure other real patriot candidates are endorsed and are elected? And less talking, less tweeting on social media. We want actions. We want real results. This time around in 2021, all of us are tired of the empty promises. We're tired of the tweets and the big talk. Although it's great, and we love you, President Trump, we just want to make sure there is results and that these promises are delivered.
Shots fired. There it is. With Deanna Lorraine. More truth, more meat. Cut through all the fat. Get right to the bone at DeannaLorraine.com. We'll see you tomorrow. You hear me talk about Cortez Wealth Management all the time, and I want to redirect you back over there to CortezWM.com right now, where I'm reminding you one more time to check out the America First Retirement Plan or call Carlos Cortez in his office. Here's his number. Write it down. 813-448-3446. He will not be manipulated or controlled by the big giants on Wall Street. He will not be controlled by the gangsters or the establishment politicians, the career criminals that are up there in Washington, D.C. He will not be impacted by the hedge fund people. He is going to look out for you. And that is what you need if you want to kick your feet up someday, leave something for your kids or your grandkids. Make sure to call Carlos Cortez, your America First fiduciary. 813-448-3446. He can do business with you no matter where you are in the United States. Visit him online right now. Book a no obligation appointment at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. Well, as we look to the issues here on Patriotically Correct, one of the topics that most of you are concerned with, understandably, is the 2020 election. We talk about America First candidates, how to fight back in an attempt to hold on to our country, our freedom, our liberty, our way of life in the face of the authoritarian goal to crush all of the aforementioned and choke out conservatives, specifically God-fearing Christians, and force subservience to the state. Most of you are concerned that your vote doesn't count anymore and that things may get worse if legislation is passed, making it less likely that a Republican candidate will ever win in a fair election again. Arizona is the first state in the nation to formally oppose H.R. 1 and the first state in the nation to ban private funding of elections. Jake Hoffman joins us now, a state representative from Arizona who authored and sponsored some of these bills, and he's here to weigh in on what exactly this means. What specifically, Jake, do these laws do?
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Stu.
Of course.
So look, our resolution opposing H.R. 1 is very simple. It tells the corrupt politicians in D.C., shut up, sit down, and keep your hands off of our elections. The Constitution gives us the authority over elections. D.C. needs to stay as far away from them as possible. We do not want federalized election laws.
And going into the private funding of this part of it, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We're dealing with a little bit of delay.
So I was just going to say, so the other bill, HB 2569, bans the private funding of election administration and management, including voter registration. Now, we saw something in 2020 that is highly concerning, and that is big tech billionaires from the left coast coming in and spending almost $500 million, that's billion with a B, to fund county elections departments and secretaries of state by washing the money through a series of nonprofits. And that is absolutely something that the people of Arizona do not want.
You're talking specifically about like Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Over $400 million. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife gave over $400 million alone. LeBron James gave money to his local county recorders and secretary of state. There were multiple big name billionaires and centimillionaires who gave tremendous amounts of money to quote unquote help the people, help these county recorders run the 2020 general election. And what's amazing is when you look at the numbers, Capital Research Center and Scott Walter did tremendous research on this issue. You saw that Democrat turnout in funded counties compared to Republican increase in turnout in funded counties was almost double. It was incredible how strategically and targeted. And look, would you expect anything less? They had former Democrat leftist operatives, digital and data operatives, running these two nonprofits.
Unbelievable. Here's the common sense question. Why is Arizona the only state in our union to stand against something like this? I mean, why does this common sense approach seem to be such a minority of states that are jumping on board with this? I mean, you would think that this would be a top priority for, you know, secretaries of state nationwide and for lawmakers in the other 49 states.
Well, look, we heard for the last 4 years during the Trump administration, we heard from the left about how insidious influence in our elections is, right? That how they dubbed it Russian influence and Russian interference, which was a bold-faced lie. But what we know is that this is demonstrable, provable influence in our elections. So look, Georgia's trying to do this. They had a provision in their omnibus bill that kind of touched on this, although it has some loopholes, according to experts. I know that Texas is considering this. Pennsylvania is considering this. And lawmakers in Michigan are considering this. Now, those are great states where we want people to ban this type of influence, right? But the reality is we need more legislatures to take this issue up. There are 31 completely Republican-controlled legislators. Now, look, this isn't a Republican issue. I don't want Democrat billionaires and I don't want Republican billionaires being able to do this. This should be bipartisan across the board. I mean, for three decades, we've heard the left bemoan the ultra rich and the elites and how they buy influence in elections. Well, this is literally them buying that influence. So every state should be passing this, but there are 31 states that should absolutely be taking this on right now because the Republican Party stands for the people. It is now the America First Party, and we are the ones that are defending the middle class, the lower class, and the upper class all alike, because when you put America first, it helps every single person, and election integrity is a core issue in that.
Well, I mean, and I want to commend you for authoring and sponsoring this legislation. I mean, it's a shame that it has to be bravery, I guess, if you would say that I'm congratulating here, but it seems to me more like common sense. Do you think that this is going to catch on in these other states that you had mentioned and then these other 31? What's holding them up?
Well, you know, look, I think one, overcomplicating the issue. Two, like you said, there is a courage and backbone issue. You know, we need principled America First constitutional conservatives who are dropping these bills and then stewarding them through the process. The reality is that you don't need to complicate this issue. Go and pull the language, pull the House engrossed version of House Bill 2569 here in Arizona. It's one sentence, Stu. It's one sentence. That's it. This isn't a 500-page, 700-page, or 2,000-page Nancy Pelosi pork bill. This is one sentence.
Yeah, but you have to pass it to learn what's in it, right? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
This one, thankfully, you don't.
Right. So, the one sentence says what specifically?
So the one sentence says that no governmental, I'm paraphrasing here, but it says no governmental entity within Arizona. So that means the state, a county, a city, a school district, or any other subdivision of the state shall not accept or expend private monies for the administration or management of elections, including registering voters.
We see, you mentioned America First, constitutional conservatives. We see a lot of these establishment rhino Republicans that are actually opposing a bill like this. Is it because they're getting greased up? I mean, what would be the common sense narrative for these Republicans that are opposing it? What are they saying the reasons for the opposition would be?
Well, so look, there's a problem in politics where government loves money, doesn't it? And so that means they love to take our money through taxation and through higher taxes, but they also like when people give them money. And so I think for some of those more establishment types, now look, in Arizona, we had all ends of the Republican Party that supported this bill. We got 31 in the House, we got 16 in the Senate, and we got all Republicans on all the committees that it went through, right? And so in Arizona, we didn't have this issue.
Okay.
But elsewhere, we do see the issue that, look, big tech billionaires can come in and spend lots of money, and they can make it really lucrative for your agency, your department, for extra things, but with that money. And so I think a lot of those people are being swayed by the short-term, temporary kind of good feeling that it is to have lots of cash, right? Yeah. But the reality is that the influence in our elections is the most important thing. This isn't about the money. This is about protecting the integrity of our votes.
Does this take place immediately? I mean, this is effective now?
So it's actually going to be effective 90 days after sign-e-die here in Arizona. So we'll sign-e-die somewhere in the next 4 to 6 weeks is what my guess would be. And then it will be 90 days from that date is when it will take effect.
So it will impact the way that votes are cast and the way that people can contribute upcoming in the 2022 midterm elections.
Correct. And just to be very clear, this has nothing to do with the private funding of individual candidate campaigns or ballot initiatives. This is simply about funding governments that run elections. You cannot use private money to help administer or manage the election on the governmental side.
Seems to make a whole lot of sense. Thank you for being here to make more sense of it for us. Jake Hoffman, state rep from Arizona. Have a great day. Hey, it's Stu. I want to remind you about Tim Klund and the business that he owns, the America First business, the veteran-owned business, Verve Forever. Verve Forever is a CBD company, and I'm telling you that this will impact your life in such a positive way. It has mine. So many people that I know are using these products. I want you to get to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and check it out. Again, Verve Forever, America First, veteran-owned company. It's a CBD company. It can help you with your mental issues, anxiety, stress, PTSD, ADHD. Maybe you have migraine headaches. Maybe you have allergies. CBD can help you with all this in a holistic and natural way. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Again, that's AmericaFirstOil.com. It's important that you get to RedVoiceMedia.com also. You know, as we wrap up today's show, and as I think we have just a few minutes left together today, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this expose that I did. I sat down with attorney Wayne Ferguson, Kenneth Ferguson. We call him Wayne. I don't know why he calls himself Wayne. I don't know if that's his middle name or what. But Wayne is a young attorney, and he was embattled by what appears to me to be some of the most deep and widespread corruption in the judiciary in the state of Florida. And we have this thing has exploded all over YouTube and Rumble at redvoicemedia.com. I know that Lynn Wood has shared this thing. It's been written up by the National File. I know that there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of people are attracted to this thing for all the right reasons. And that's because this case makes such a huge impact on those who care about our country in such a way that, you know, we look at the 2020 election and we have questions as to, okay, if there was really a legitimate voter fraud, if there was really a legitimate widespread election fraud, then why is nothing being done about it? If Sidney Powell had a case, if Rudy Giuliani had cases, why weren't any of these cases brought before the courts? Well, they have been. But the fact is, folks, is that the courts have found a way to block this stuff from being heard. They have found a way to manipulate the system by just making up the rules as they go along. And we've talked about the left doing this on multiple occasions. We've talked about, you know, packing of the Supreme Court. We've talked now about, I mean, we've exposed Joe Biden on this program I don't know how many times where he was right on camera saying that he felt that packing of the court would be criminal. It was a boneheaded idea, is verbatim what he said. It was a boneheaded idea. Well, he now has this new commission that he's formed to explore expanding the court, the high court, packing the court. The other thing that they're going to start talking about is they're going to talk about new statehoods, you know, Washington, D.C. becoming a state. This is to send up to 16 new senators and congresspeople, all in democratically controlled strongholds, to our federal government so that Republicans will never, ever again have any kind of power or majority, ever. It'll be permanent. And this is just absolutely damning and devastating to us, but I think it's really important that Ron DeSantis understands this judiciary corruption, judicial corruption in the judiciary in the state of Florida, all the way up to the state Supreme Court. And if you have not seen this thing, you got to get over to redvoicemedia.com right now and check this out. And when you see it, it's longer. Like, you know, Carlos said that at the beginning of the show that he has not had time to watch it yet. I know some people have watched it in two segments. We're going to bring it to you at iHeartRadio. It'll be a two-hour special. It's an hour and 51 minutes packed with information. And the reason why we did not edit this thing down further is because there was no information that was inside of here that we could get rid of. It's not boring. I mean, the time is going to fly by. You're going to go, wow. And, you know, all of the information that's packed inside of that special, that expose, is incredibly important. And I feel like we had to actually omit some stuff that was really important. Intern boy shaking his head over here. agreeing with me, nodding in agreement, that you know, there was some things that probably could have been in there. But I'm telling you, this attorney, this young attorney, he's smart as a whip. Not a lot gets by Wayne Ferguson. And he wasn't standing for this anymore. He did the most patriotic thing that he could do. He's blowing the whistle on the entire judiciary. He's risking it all by coming forward and talking about this stuff because he could lose everything. I mean, we're seeing what they're doing to patriots for being just present at the Capitol on the 6th of January. Imagine what the judiciary, some of the people that control that, manipulate it down there in Florida, could do to this guy. And if he's lying, he could face serious implications. But you don't have to believe him because we present all the evidence in this thing too. So get to redvoicemedia.com. It's all documented. All the documentation is there. We are talking about some of the most widespread corruption, and it's important to you. It makes a difference in your everyday life. This thing needs to get legs. I mean, it's blowing up already, but it needs to blow up exponentially. 80 million people need to see this thing, and it needs to be shared. So get over there right now, redvoicemedia.com, and check it out. My interview, my exclusive with attorney Wayne Ferguson. But until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, you got to get over to CortezWM.com and thank our sponsors at Cortez Wealth Management as well as over at Verve Forever. But get to CortezWM.com right now and check out the America First Retirement Plan. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. And listen, one day they're going to come for that car. And when they do, save the radar.